simple enough. But to walk by faith is a tremendous, requires a tremendous courage and strength. Sometimes we must be willing to be misunderstood and even abandoned. You must be willing to give up control of your life that you thought that you might have. You must be willing to look like a complete fool, like Noah did when he built the ark and there was no rain upon the earth. It is a journey of tremendous blessings and reward. It is a journey that is exciting and life-altering and mind-boggling. It is a journey that will allow you to see and experience God as He was meant to be in the fullness of His grace. We walk by faith and not by sight requires you to go to places you do not know. One that God will reveal to you as you walk in obedience. It reminds me of Abraham when he was called out from his family to go. And Abraham did not know where he was going, but he walked out in faith. He's teaching you to go and trust Him with your heart, your soul, and your life. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now by faith is the substance of things to hope for, and the evidence of things not seen." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand before You in a humble state. That Your words this morning will just pierce our hearts, that our faith will grow. That we will surrender our lives to You and trusting everything to You, Lord. That when we come to that place of hopelessness and we say to ourselves, "Where are You, God?" And we don't sense Your presence. And we're walking through that wilderness and we're walking in those dry places. Your word says that You will make the wilderness a straight path and the dry places or rivers of life for each one of us, Lord. Father, we thank You for this opportunity to come before You. In Jesus Christ's name. Now I ask the congregation to please turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1. Now, faith is a substance of things to hope for and the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. He was not found because God has taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became heirs of the righteousness, which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of the promise as a foreigner country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of him and the same promise. For he waited for the city which has a foundation, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithfully who promised. Therefore, from one man, and him was good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, and multiply, innumerable as sand which is by the seashore. These all die in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them from afar, who assure them, embrace them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims in the land. For those who said which thing declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly they are called to mind that country from which they have come out. They would have an opportunity to return. And now they desire a better, that is, the heavenly country. Therefore it is not a shame to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who received the promise offered his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him even from the dead, for which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph in worship, leaning on top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, mentioned of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instruction concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw him as a beautiful child, and they went not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith they forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible, Christ. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkling of blood. He who destroyed the firstborn should teach them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as dry land, who, as the Egyptian attempted to do so, was drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies in peace. By faith, Gideon and Samson and David run wars for God. It's by faith that we walk and believe in Christ. In chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance that is set before us." By faith, we have a great high priest who sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, that he knows what we are going through. This week, as I was reading the scriptures, I came across a scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. If it's being tested as fire tests and purified gold through your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong, though many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on a day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Our faith is like gold. He said, more than gold. They will be revealed to bring glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ in the day of his coming. And I want to encourage you in faith. Because in my past 28 years of being a Christian, I saw eyes open in a young girl who was blind. My own personal life, for those who do not know me, I just went through a death experience. And God saved me. And I stand here as a witness for Christ. By faith, he can accomplish all things in our lives. We go through trials and tribulation. And I said that our faith is like pure gold. It's purified and it's tested. Please understand, God is not looking for an outward form of holiness. He's looking for inward change of our hearts. He's looking for a pure heart that will produce pure conduct. The wilderness is like a cubicle of God who uses to purify our motives and our intent. The process in which God purifies is like the liking to proceed, which is gold, refined. Gold has a beautiful yellow color, a soft metallic glow. It's widely found in nature, but always in small quantities, really in pure state. When purified gold, it becomes soft, pliable, free from corrosion. Because other substances is always mixed with gold, like copper, iron, or nickel, what makes it harder, less pliable, more corrosive. This mixture is called alloy. The higher the percentage of other metals, the harder the gold becomes. The lower percentage of other metals, the softer, more flexible it is. See, God is looking for a pure heart, like gold. Pure and soft, tender, pliable. And the refining of the process of gold is pounded down, ground down to a powder. Then it's mixed with a substance called flax. And the two are placed in a furnace and it's melted by intense fire. And the alloy or the pure impurities are drawn to the flax and it rises to the surface and the gold, which becomes heavier, remains at the bottom. The impurities then are removed. And that's what God wants to do in our heart. Sometimes our heart is broken, piled down. But God wants to take those impurities from our lives and just take it from the top. Like we become this gold ring as I wear as a marriage vow. He will take our lives and fuse it together with His life like this ring and make it one with Him. He wants to purify us in the coming year. He wants us to have pure hearts before Him, and that brokenness before Him, and that humility before Him, that we can walk in holiness within ourselves. That this content that I carry is not of me, but the content that I carry is within me, which is Christ Jesus. That's what He wants for our lives in 2019. He wants to make us new, refined, that we may be the light of that world, the shine of that goal to those around us. The fire comes when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And we experience that intense heat in our lives. For the fire of God is used to refine us in our trials, in our tribulation. The heat of this challenge separates our impurity and in our lives, and we are created in a pure vessel. In Hebrews 12:2 reads, looking upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Tomorrow we bring in a week of prayer and fasting. And people ask me, Pastor, how do I fast? I just want to share with you, fasting is a time of seeking God with more intensity, humbling ourselves, growing closer in our relationship with Him. Jesus gave us the example in Matthew 4:1-4. When Jesus was taken into the wilderness for 40 days, the Bible said He fasted. And the devil tempted Him. He said, because Jesus was hungry, He says, told Jesus to turn these stones into bread. And Jesus answered, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And Paul brought out the manna this morning. And God never brings us old from the day before. He is new every day. Christ is new every day in our lives. Christ is new in the morning. The Bible says His mercies are new. His mercies are new. His love is new every day. There's a newness of life. And we need to live this life in a new and living way, as the Bible says. It's new every day. In the Christian church, it speaks about fasting and prayer. In Acts 13:3, when Paul, the church was gathered, and I believe it was Barnabas that was going to be sent out, and they lay hands on him by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is very important for a Christian life, to set up that time apart for Christ. It puts this flesh, puts this flesh under the spirit man. Under that spirit man. And we want that spirit man to grow in us day by day. Usually fasting, we fast food, because it's the most difficult thing as human beings, as us here, especially in this country, to do. I know I hear people say, I will fast the newspaper. I will fast my sports. But I think when we fast food, not fast food, but fast food, it's more difficult to give up. My recommendation to you is to pray for wisdom as you begin your fast. Begin slow and work your week every day and let it increase as you go. And while you're fasting, drink water. Have some fruit. Fasting, when it is longer, my wife and I used to do a Daniel fast. We go for a week or so. I know churches have a 21-day fast beginning tomorrow. They'll do a Daniel fast for 21 days. My pastor one time fasted 40 days. And he was a pretty big guy. And I saw him shrink in 40 days. But he fasted for 40 days. So tomorrow we bring a week of fast. It's a week seeking Him. The Bible says as we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Not only seeking Him for our personal life, but seeking Him for the church and the purpose of the church. That we want a renewed life in the church, to come alive in the church. That we will be people who will pray and we will see healing and people deliver. That we will move with the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit that was given to us in the book of Acts. Let us be that church of Acts. Let us grow in that church of Acts today. Let us walk like the disciples walked, knowing that it was not them doing the work, but it was the Spirit of Jesus doing the work. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. When I held that baby that evening, getting in my arms, this beautiful child, full of life, drinking his bottle, letting some gas go out on the other end. What a beautiful baby. It was such a blessing to me to hold him in my arms. It was just a blessing to me to see the elders come alongside him as Paul held them. See, we took turns holding them and anointing him for his healing. And I'm believing in that. I'm believing in that. And the other day I told my wife, sometimes we get so focused on the sickness. And the Lord said to me, no, focus on me. And I told my wife, when we go down to visit my mom, let's begin to lay hands on her. When she complains about her pain, let's not focus on that. No, let's focus on him. Let's focus on him. Because when the lame man was healed in the temple, and I think it was Peter, and he healed them. I do not have, but I have. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And it says that the people were amazed when the man came in praising and worshiping God. And they came to the apostles. And I always love this. He said, why you look at us? We're just mere men. The Jesus that you crucified is the one that healed this man. And that's the same Jesus we serve today. That's the same Jesus who does the healing today. That's the same Jesus that uses us as instruments in his hand, his feet, his hands, our mouth to speak healing, to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are lost. And yesterday I saw that beautiful picture in that church for those who are tired and weary. And he said to me in that quiet voice, let the poor come and rest in my house. What a beautiful picture. Let them rest in my house. Let them rest in my house. Let this week be a time of seeking, drawing closer to Him as He draws closer to you. Let us shine like gold that reflects the light of Christ. Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. He said, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I even make the road in the wilderness, in the river, in the deserts. In Philippians 3:13, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching towards those things which are ahead of me. Paul said, I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. The upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us press forward, church. Let us press towards that goal in our lives in the price of the upcalling of Jesus. Leaving those things behind and moving forward what Christ has for us in 2019. The vision of this church was to come to the city of Newburgh to reach the lost. That we have this calling in our lives that we are looking upward towards God. We are gathered together in this church. And then we go out to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the same that he told the disciples. Go out into all the world and preach the gospel. That's our mission. That's the commandment that he gave us. It hasn't changed. The mission of the church hasn't changed. It's the same. It is the same. I know we do different programs and we do a lot of different things, but the mission as a church, when Christ assigned it to them, has not changed. Amen. Go and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Go and lay hands on the demon possessed and they shall be delivered. Go, go, go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's our commandment. Hasn't changed. In 2019, as we begin this week of prayer and fasting, let us be refined in our hearts. Let us come out on the other side, the end of this week, shining like gold in Christ Jesus. Let us put on Christ. Let our hearts be before him and be testimony to the world. He always doing a new thing. Always doing a new thing. Always. Tomorrow he's new and fresh for us. When he brought Israel out of Egypt, he did not take them to the path that was straight in a shorter way. No, he took them around. It was difficult for them. You know why? He didn't want them to return back to Egypt. He doesn't want us to return back to the world. We are supposed to be separated from the world. We're not of the world. We're separated for him. And you know why you was born? You was born to glorify him for his purpose. Not our purpose, for him. He created you for a purpose that will bring glory and honor to him. To him. Last week we lost a sister, Susan Rubin. And she will always pray, Pastor, God's going to heal me from this pain. And he did. He did. He took her home. And I can see her now dancing in the presence of God with her new body, resurrected body. Hallelujah. Because God completed what he promised in her. That hope she had in her heart that she will be healed. She was blind and she was bedridden. not because of any illness, because of circumstances around her, made her that way. But God is faithful. He is faithful, God. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you in 2019. Walk in faith that is not seen. Walk in it. Walk in it. God is gracious and merciful. I give glory and honor to my God. Every day I get up, it's a new day for me. I try not to get into the small stuff of life because we get focused and drawn down. That's what the enemy wants, to bring you down here and keep you there. But God wants to bring you to a greater place. He wants to bring you to that mountaintop experience in Him. In Him. The newness of life. He will begin to open the doors for you. He begin to show you in dreams. Even speak to you in the showers. He's an amazing God. He's an amazing God. Gives us fresh manna every day. Live your life to the fullness in Christ Jesus. Not looking for the things in the past. You know, I had a brother. He's sitting in his room right now. I won't mention his name. And he said to me, you know, I said, why you think that way? He said, because my past. That's who I was. I said, but you're not that way now. You're born again, child of God. Our thinking got to be changed. That was the old man in you. But you have a new man in you, which is Jesus Christ. We are a new creation in Him. Let us walk in that. Don't think about it. Leave those things in the past. Pass. And move forward for those things that God has for us in the future. That's the old man. That old man does not want to die. He wants to attach to us, drag behind us. But let him go. Let him go. Start this newness of life fresh and new in 2019. For the Bible says that the flesh is flesh. It doesn't know better. But the spirit is spirit. And we walk in the spirit of God. That's why Brother Bob mentioned about practical living. Practical Christian living. Our mindset must be changed. And there's a book that I'm beginning to read. Change My Mind Before It's Too Late. And we're going to introduce that class in the next month or two. To begin to change the way we think. To live practical Christian living in our lives. We don't focus on the negative. We don't focus on the situation around us. We need to change our mindset. Like that brother, he needed to change his mindset. He said, that's me. That's who I was. No, you're not. You're new. You're new in Christ. So we'll be offering that class within a month or so. So I want to encourage you again. Be refined as gold in your life this week. Seek Him. Seek Him for your family, for your children. Seek Him for the church. Seek Him. Let Him refine your heart as gold. Let Him infuse you into His life. You become one in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning, that we will be a people of faith, unseen, but believing in You, that You accomplish all things that You promise in each one of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.